Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 22, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Medical management and revascularization for asymptomatic carotid stenosis. The clinical approach for asymptomatic carotid stenosis remains uncertain, particularly whether revascularization offers benefits beyond intensive medical management alone. Two parallel observer-blinded clinical trials were conducted to address this critical question. These trials enrolled patients with high-grade, 70% or greater, asymptomatic carotid stenosis across 155 centers in 5 countries. The research directly compared stenting or endarterectomy against intensive medical management to determine optimal patient care strategies. Article number 2. Coronary revascularization, a long-term perspective. This paper provided a long-term perspective on advancements in coronary revascularization, building on successful predictions made in 2000 regarding innovations like drug-eluting stents and coronary computed tomography angiography. The authors highlighted the evolving landscape of coronary artery disease treatment. They specifically emphasized the transformative role of artificial intelligence and omic sciences. Imagenomics, which integrates imaging and omics, was identified as a key future tool for precision in coronary revascularization by 2040. Article number 3. Indirect mitral annuloplasty in patients with reduced or preserved ejection fraction. A real-world, single-center experience. This single-center retrospective study evaluated the real-world effectiveness and safety of the Carrion Mitral Contour System, CMCS, for indirect annuloplasty in 204 consecutive patients. This study cohort presented with heart failure, HF, and moderate or moderate to severe, grade 2 plus or 3 plus, secondary mitral regurgitation, SMR, with an average age of 83 years, 68% female, and 72% having heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HFREF. Echocardiographic variables, B-type natriuretic peptide, BNP levels, and clinical outcomes were systematically recorded. These comprehensive data were collected at baseline, 6-month, and 1-year follow-up to characterize the treatment's impact on this specific patient group. Article number 4. Rationales behind physiology-guided revascularization. Diagnostic impact of quantitative flow ratio in the FAVOR 3 China trial. Physiology-guided percutaneous coronary intervention, PC1, is known to offer clinical benefits by optimizing treatment plans beyond what coronary angiography alone can achieve. This study investigated the diagnostic impact of quantitative flow ratio, QFR, within this framework. A post-hoc analysis of the multicenter, randomized FA5, OR3 China trial focused on patients with coronary artery disease. The research explored how quantitative flow ratio contributes to enhancing the precision of interventional strategies. Article number 5. Cardiac risk factors in drug-resistant tuberculosis patients on bedaquiline, a retrospective cohort study. Bedaquiline significantly improves treatment outcomes in patients with drug-resistant tuberculosis, DRTB, but it is known to prolong the QT interval, necessitating thorough cardiac safety evaluation. This retrospective cohort study assessed the cardiac safety profile of bedaquiline-containing regimens. It included 202 patients diagnosed with drug-resistant tuberculosis who received treatment between March 2019 and May 2024. Patients were followed for 180 days to gather data on cardiac events and potential risk factors associated with bedaquiline use. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.